Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
Yesterday, Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had a meeting in the White House, at which Zelensky pitched the idea that there would be a possible barter deal of Ukrainian drones, because, of course, Ukraine now leading the world in drone technology, that there might be an exchange of drones for Tomahawk missiles, because those long-range cruise missiles would be so useful to Ukraine in the struggle against the Russian invasion. With us is James Waterhouse, Ukraine correspondent for BBC News. James, to coin a phrase, the Tomahawks were fairly quickly shot down, I think.
Yeah, I think if you look at President Zelensky's very careful choice of language, saying, you know, if Tomahawks were discussed, but we have to be realistic. And the sight and sound of Donald Trump returning to a very non-committal status on their supply to Ukraine, missiles, cruise missiles that would allow Ukraine to strike so deep inside Russia on potentially military sites and more oil refineries, clearly, to the frustration of Ukraine's leader, a phone call with Vladimir Putin 24 hours beforehand has pulled Donald Trump back to the fence. His desire, impatience for a peace deal has seemingly eclipsed everything else. So, you know, Volodymyr Zelensky said that, you know, security guarantees were discussed for Ukraine after the war ended, but what he dearly wanted, frankly, was the green light and ability to use these Tomahawk missiles to further frustrate Russia, not least because his country is being pounded with its own infrastructure being targeted by Russian drones and missiles once more.
You described that urgency on behalf of the US administration to push for peace. Part of that seems to be a suggestion that Volodymyr Zelensky and Ukraine should settle the borders along the current lines, demarcating the front lines in the battles. This is something that also didn't go down well with President Zelensky.
No, and there is a practical side of this which doesn't marry with the sentiment of both sides need to stop along the contact lines, go home and return to their families and stop killing each other. And Zelensky and Putin need to resolve this. There's a lot of bad blood there, said Mr. Trump. Well, you know, when we're talking about the front lines, it's not just a simple trench running for 800 kilometres. You know, it's territory in some parts as wide as 20 kilometres where soldiers, small pockets of soldiers, try and move back and forth. Drones swarm the sky. And it's effective. You know, you've got Russian troops in the outskirts of some Ukrainian towns. Pausing a conflict of that nature will require an enthusiasm for detail and security commitment. It will need Western troops to ensure that Russia doesn't try to have another go. And that is what Ukraine is seeking. European allies are frantically drawing up their own plans to boost defense spending and capability, not just to support Ukraine, but to also defend itself against future Russian aggression. But I think there is something on the Russian side that may have changed. Yes, the very proposal of Tomahawk missiles, but also, you know, we're talking this morning in autumn, and Russia's offensive for this year is winding down because of the nature of the conditions on the battlefield. And a major town or city still has not fallen. They've been reduced to rubble, as we've seen so many times. There's some analysis saying that, you know, 5 Russian soldiers have been killed for every 1 Ukrainian. The cost is steep for both sides, but just maybe Vladimir Putin is being forced to re-engage. But I think, you know, if you're in Ukraine and you've got the idea of further discussions in Hungary with top delegations before another Trump-Putin head-to-head, you imagine that something quite drastically has to be different for it to not be another Alaska where there is little to no progress.
And have you any sense that there is scope for something to be drastically different? I mean, for Putin, this is nigh on, I would have thought, an existential victory. He needs, his objective is not peace. His objective is as much territory as is humanly possible. Likewise, for Zelensky, surrendering huge tranches of Ukraine to effectively, I think the Ukrainian belief would be, to allow Russia to remilitarize, regather its strength and go again. Neither of them can be hugely incentivized to take steps forward towards that solution, can they?
No, and this is why it's going to take something seismic, because, you know, we're all peering in, aren't we, when we have these bilateral meetings in the White House, and yes, you know, reporters have great access, but you are really trying to get any insight as to what, you know, comments are said back by either Zelensky and Trump. And, you know, we've talked about what Trump said about, you know, they've just got to freeze the line. They've got to sort it out themselves. Zelensky said, you know, the idea of swapping territory, you know, it's complicated, it's difficult. You know, these are conditions of a lasting peace deal that will need to be ironed out. And if you look at what we've just seen in the Middle East, where, you know, Donald Trump has, you know, feels like he's on a roll, and we're seeing Ukraine and Europe try to flatter him in that sense. But peace deals are achieved broadly by two things. Firstly, by external pressure, i.e. America, because of its military might, to ensure that compromise is agreed and sustained and, you know, peace is acted out and policed. But also there needs to be some kind of political reform or shake-up on both sides. Now, Zelensky has said he won't run again after the war is over, after, I think, from pressure from the Americans as well as Russia. But, you know, we all know that Vladimir Putin isn't going anywhere. So the idea that Ukraine and Russia will be left in a room to sort it out themselves with Donald Trump sort of chairing the interaction will not be sufficient on its own. And so if you're Ukraine, you're saying, don't just stop at proposing Tomahawk missiles. Yes, Putin has come back, but you still need to dial up the pressure in order for there to be any kind of tangible progress.
James, thank you very much for your time this morning. James Waterhouse, Ukraine correspondent for BBC News.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.